Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Blessings. Blessings, brothers and sisters. It's April 2nd, 2016. Welcome to another episode of #SheganRadio.com, the #TV.com, and the Archangel Michael radio show. We're honored to be here at this time, the time and space on April 2nd, 2016, broadcasting live from the heart. It's 8 p.m. Los Angeles, California, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome, brothers. It's really quite a time we're living. There is a lot of opportunities for us to make choices, great choices. And even though there is I believe, in my opinion, there is a specific divine plan, and that we all agreed with everything that we have experienced and that we are experiencing. It's hard to understand, but we have to see us that. Remember the movie Avatar, how there is, you know, a soul or a, you know, being with the capability of using other forms as, you know, with their consciousness. And that's what's happening, you know. Our human bodies are just like uniforms. They are, you know, being used for us to evolve, to expand our soul, our consciousness. And this is the time for us to remember more. During this year, 2016, in the upcoming years, 2017 and 18, there's some huge awakening. We're living the great awakening, guys. And someone like, for instance, we are living in America, the choice of choosing a president. And the only one that I will ever vote will be Bernie Sanders, for sure. Bernie Sanders is the, you know, the one for me, and there is a lot of reasons why. You know, he's always been with the same ideals and with the same good heart. You know what I mean? It's about good heart, you know, good heart, and without inciting, you know, hate like others do, like other candidates do, or divide, you know, the old way, divide and conquer, right? Divide them all, compartmentalize everything, divide them all, and then conquer them all, you know what I mean? And that is not what Bernie Sanders is all about. And I was never inspired to talk about politics, you know, it's at all whatsoever. This is in a spiritual radio show. However, we are in the fight of our lives, brothers and sisters. Literally, this is we're literally fighting for our existence, our own existence. And who is going to become the president of the United States of America, which pretty much has influence all over the world? Okay, so you decide. I can give you my opinion. I can give you, you know, my experience, my belief, and my truth. And you can, you know, make your own opinion, create your own truth. For instance, the time is not the only thing that is speeding up, okay? According to the latest channeling from our brother, you know, Mike Quincy, you know, he's saying that at some events that you have been anticipating for quite some time are on the verge of manifesting. Can you imagine? More beings of light draw closer to Earth. and some will participate and others will play a role in them. You have many different groups wishing to witness your ascension. Well, some will play an active part. However, the emphasis is on you to determine the manner in which your future is revealed. But regardless of which path you take, it will lead you to ascension. Your role is to help bring the light to earth at which you have been successful, but it requires a complete focus on your goals at all times. Because of the changes that are necessary to bring new age into being, every light worker is needed because the dark ones are becoming desperate as they see their opportunity to bring in a world government moving away from them. The reaction is to throw away caution and in trying to prevent the light from succeeding themselves in peril. Nevertheless, we are aware of their intentions and will not allow matters to get out of hand. It doesn't take much to realize that massive changes are necessary to propel you into the new age. The forces of light are already prepared to intervene and assist you to bring the changes about. Any form of discomfort will be kept to a minimum, and you shall leap into the new age with our help. The first priority is to make yourself sufficient so that at the very least, you have the basic needs supplied. Clearly, the needs of many people in Far East tend to be more urgent, and they will be quickly supplied according to their needs. Once the people are settled, it will become much easier for them to welcome and accept others. The energy of coming together will create a strong bond between you all and without the interference of the Dark One, who will have been removed, it will be lasting. In the future, you will eventually be guided to your star family when you will continue your evolution. It is ever ongoing, and once you rise up, you will once more should have the choice of your own as to which direction you go in. For many, this journey is the opportunity to find your true home, as every soul that has come to earth has come from elsewhere. That's right, brothers and sisters. You may wonder why it is attracting so much attention, and that is because ascension, Google that word, A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N, ascension. Because ascension will be unique as never before has it been attempted by souls still in a physical body. Naturally, in the course of ascending, the cells of your body will change to match the higher vibration. So it will be an exciting time for those involved and the many civilizations who have also had an interest in your progress. Just finishing has taken you through many experiences and given you most very hard lessons about life, yet at the same time enables you to evolve much quicker. Every lifetime you have had has been chosen so as to give you the opportunity to make progress, yet at times you have probably missed the point of them. However, your guides always know your life plan and will do their best to ensure you follow it. Bear in mind that you choose it and will normally agree with your guides who will really do know what is best for you. As you have found out, life is not specifically a lesson, and you do enjoy relaxation through many different interests. Yet, this can also bring you a test of how well you treat your opponent where competition is, and why life on Earth is such a big challenge, and why, if you come through, you will be well on the path to the higher vibrations. Very few people are aware that after a life on Earth, you yourself review it, and in the higher vibrations, only the truth can exist, so you cannot speak other than of your true intention. However, do not be concerned about it, as no one is trying to punish you for times when you have strayed from the truth. All experiences are something you can learn from, and hopefully there may not be any need for you to go through certain experiences again and again and again. So learn your lessons well, brother and or sister. You will find that every effort you have put in to achieve success to life will have more than worth it, as you will almost certainly have made progress, and that is the main objective of everyone. Be assured, matters will become a lot easier once you proceed beyond the third dimension, where you will find more opportunities to express yourself and follow your own interests. You will have much to learn, as life is somewhat different to what you have been used to and offers more opportunity to travel off planet. However, your experiences will serve you well, and you will be adequately equipped to deal with the new challenges that will comfort you. As you raise your vibrations, you will find that you enjoy a better life, free from the ravages of the various illnesses that seem to befit you on earth. Aging is no longer an issue, as your life expectancy becomes much greater. Things are so much different to what you are used to at present, but far more enjoyable, as you are not plagued with problems that you experience with the aging of your physical body. Wow, how awesome. The souls of the lower vibrations cannot follow you into the higher ones. So say goodbye to all the mean, evil spirit people in the governments and in powers. But you can lower yours, and if necessary, visit them. It means that as much as you might wish for a certain soul to join you, it is not possible unless they are of the same vibration, same dimension. Please read the rest of the message at weareallone.com. It's weareallone.com. Again, W like William, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, L like Lola, L like Lola, N like Nancy, E like Edward.com. So it's weareallone.com with just with an R instead of A-R-E, just R. It's weareallone.com. Please start. Read the updates there. Watch the movie that a very, you know, amazing being, you know, wow, directed, wrote, you know, for you to the divine, you know, Mary Magdalene, you know, is in also working for the light and made this movie for you all to be healed and to get inspired. So watch it for free. And if you wish to help us, please leave a donation at the same blog in weareallone.com. We really appreciate it. And so there is let's see what is trending in some of our groups, facebook.com/groups/Bernie News. So there is trending in Bernie News. Pretty much there is there's a great job. Seems like the Nevada did a great job. So let's see what Bernie win Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to Nevada. So we have Bernie has hit he has Washington, Hawaii, he has Nevada. Has the entire United States of America, guys, vote for Bernie. Vote for Bernie, BernieSanders.com. Check out and help also his cause. So that is one of the things that is trending, you know, a big time right now. It's not in the mainstream media. They're not giving him the time, the mainstream media he deserves, but it's happening. So today is Saturday, April 2nd. Nevada is called for Bernie Sanders. The delegation goes crazy and happy. So let's see what's happening here. happening in Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening in Nevada. So that's, you know, the people is speaking out. The people is speaking out, and this is, you know, the time, you know, with the, you know, with every obstruction and breach of trust committed by the government, employees, you know, the DNC and mainstream media, we grow more enlightened, more determined, more responsible, more energized, more dedicated to go higher and for Bernie Sanders' presidency. Okay? So let's see what's happening. It's happening, guys. So it's all, there's some really good news going on, guys, and I'm telling you, this is the time. There's a lot of corruption. Like, for instance, Miss Hillary Clinton, you know, she charges and she made over $153 million in speaking fees, including charging for a children's hospital charity. He was charging, you know, to these people, you know, especially working with bankers, and you know, she's in bed with all the bankers. So, you tell me if you want to vote for Hillary Clinton. Bernie just won all these states recently: Hawaii, Washington, Alaska, and he keeps counting. Okay, and he's already making a noise in the mainstream media. Check it out, mainstream media.
Democratic socialist.
Democratic. Look at that, everybody, and tell me what.
This is MSNBC.
But what is going on here? Before he addressed the main audience, he spoke briefly to
an older crowd. When you say you understand, she has a lock on this.
Well, everyone tells me that she does, and the numbers seem to say she'll say it. She's got a lock on it.
It's not a lock yet.
I'm not being sarcastic.
This crowd.
Can we talk about the smart key?
I want to sort of look at these crowds. It looks like a part of Woodstock.
Excuse
me, I was at Woodstock. The only person on the set who was at Woodstock.
Really?
Not white.
Like I imagined.
Much better.
Better said.
Really?
Young Casey. Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
So are they voters? Are they young people? Oh, it doesn't matter. This is one of the most diverse crowds I've ever seen Bernie Sanders have. It was still on the younger side, but there were also minorities. There were Latinos, a lot of people speaking Spanish. It's the South Dock.
New York, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and they were obviously through the same people, waited 4 hours. They couldn't figure out. Sanders' campaign was very frustrated that cops wouldn't let the thousands of people they said they were going to let into the main park. So you have this baseball field full of people. I've been out of pocket in the south of France, a.k.a. Baltimore. And I've been hearing about the Clinton campaign talking about Sanders' tone, and kind of really, you can tell that they're feeling defensive. And now I see why. Now I see why. Because I don't know what he's attacking her on except the issues. Is it some personal story?
No. Going
after something?
There's not. And they were actually called out by that when they got on the air and started talking about his tone. It's a joke. His tone does not even approach the tone in the Republican Party. In fact, usually the complaints are about like the quote, tone, Mike Barnicle, of Bernie Sanders talking about Wall Street speeches and making that much money. It must have been a very good speech. But we talked about this yesterday. Many people believe in both sides that she's going to get beaten in Wisconsin, possibly handily, and then she's going to have to endure a couple of weeks of that bad press and a really bad New York media.
And rallies
across New York.
But she'll win.
Well, it's not, you'd have to back me up on this. I don't think it's the tone of Bernie Sanders' campaign and his rhetoric that is aggravating the Clinton people, and especially from the Secretary Clinton. It's the fact that her leads have collapsed in state after state after state. This is her home state. This is where she was elected to the United States Senate. She began her presidential campaign with a nearly 50-point lead over Bernie Sanders. It is now down to about 12, and perhaps shrinking internally. We don't know. But so it's her frustration, the campaign's frustration, in dealing with a 74-year-old Democratic socialist from Burlington, Vermont, that they can't put away.
Well, it's clear that she's lucky that there are all of those ticks against Bernie Sanders, that he can't make the argument that she's trying to make, hey, I'm a historic candidate, I'm the first, potentially the first woman president. I mean, this is somebody who we treated as a bitch in the beginning, right? And he's come, you know, quite far. I mean, it tells you so much about the mood in the country. I think that so many of these rallies, to a certain extent, you get inured to these thousands of people showing up day after day after day. You walk into three rallies a day, and it feels the same. It's thousands of people everywhere. But somehow, you know, people who don't do that miss that is where all of the energy is.
Which, by the way, there's just no way Hillary Clinton could draw this type of crowd. She never draws those type of crowds. She never comes even close.
And it may not matter.
These crowds are also interesting. And again, I refer to you. You've seen more of them than I have. Almost a joyousness.
That's the response to some of the issues.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Trump gets response, you know, to funny things and this and that? People go crazy when he talks about Wall Street or the speeches or this and that. There is like a real mood and a connection, an intellectual connection with what he's saying. So you wouldn't know because we haven't introduced
well,
everyone, because I haven't had a chance.
But let's bring in
because of me.
John Heilman really quick.
John Heilman.
And John, I want you to comment, then we'll introduce everybody who's already talked for 6 minutes. John, the one thing that these crowds and Bernie Sanders' continued success, even as all the smart guys and all the smart women say, oh, he'll never win. The one thing that certainly we can say without a doubt is that if, for some reason, James Comey's investigation, which he is taking very specific interest in, does not turn out well for Hillary Clinton, you will not be hearing calls for Al Gore or John Kerry or Joe Biden to be out there. This is this is Bernie Sanders' party right now, more than it's any of theirs, and this guy has proven he's got the stuff. 100% right. Look, I mean, he's been a phenomenon, obviously, for the past year, and the fact that he continues to be a phenomenon in the face of, as you put it, Joe, so many of the smart guys, including a lot of people, including me, who've said that the delegate math is so daunting that he's unlikely to be the Democratic nominee, thousands of people continue to show up because of it. It's like they are furious with everyone saying this race is over, and it's like causing a lot of his supporters to rally around him in an even more passionate way than they did before. But here's the reality. She has gotten a couple million more votes than he has gotten, despite the fact that crowds are always smaller. And that is the bottom line. But I will say, and this is something the Clinton campaign will admit privately, is that if Bernie Sanders gets to spend time in a state on the ground, sustained periods of time, on the air with advertising, on the ground with rallies, he is consistently proving that he is moving votes. And that she has benefited to a large extent from a lot of these multi-state primaries where he doesn't have enough time to go there and spend time there. Here in Wisconsin, he's had time, he's moving votes. And her worry is that with 2 weeks between Wisconsin and New York, the same thing will happen there. And if she were to win in New York, the symbolic, by one vote, the symbolic blow to her candidacy would be huge. And let's also look right now at a couple other things. Hillary, we've been obsessing over Donald Trump's weakness as a general election candidate because his disapproval ratings are in the 60s. Her disapproval ratings are in the 50s. It's not good for a candidate with high disapproval ratings to get blown out of Wisconsin if that were to happen, then to come to New York, lose her home state, and have somebody going state by state by state now that these contests are more spread out and doing very well, approval, disapproval ratings. It also doesn't help the knock against the DNC from the very beginning, which is not a knock. It's the truth. This process is rigged.
I know.
And it's been rigged on the Democratic side.
I correctly said it months ago.
Since they rigged it in Iowa.
Yeah.
And they have continued to rig it. They have superdelegates, which rigged the process early on. But those superdelegates, they rigged the debates. And despite all of that, Bernie Sanders is doing exceedingly well. And those superdelegates can change overnight. They're not likely to change overnight. But I'm just saying that let's see what happens with the FBI investigation. Let's see what happens state after state after state after state. Let's see what happens with those disapproval ratings. I'm only saying all this to say for those that say there's no way Bernie Sanders can win, you're just wrong.
Right.
Those are the same people that said Donald Trump couldn't take a run.
But the data from New York shows that she's not going to lose her state. Another poll up.
crowd in New York's.
So that's what's going on, guys. That's what's going on. So there is a huge opportunity for us to have a better life, you know, for humanity. It's true. I mean, this is like I said, we're fighting for our lives, you know, right here. That's why the people are so passionate, because everyone is tired of the injustices, of the corruption, of the, you know, just 1% running the world. You know what I mean? And to tell you the truth, just write it down, guys, but I'm telling you, check this out. Since President JFK, every single president has been appointed by hand, okay? Before, the votes mean absolutely nothing, okay? But this one is. But this one will be, because this one is watched very closely by very serious people. They're going to make sure that it's not going to be fraud like every previous presidencies, okay? There's been fraud after fraud after fraud, and they've been doing it. They just did it in Arizona. They just did it, you know, in Idaho. They've been all kinds of tactics, very, very vicious tactics to prevent people to vote for Bernie, okay? That's what they want. They want people to not vote. They want people to... They prefer people to... You know, to vote for nobody, so they can steal the elections, like if since JFK. So you just make your numbers, okay? So this is what is going on, and this is why it's so important for every single person that can hear, for every single American, and every single, you know, American citizen, or every single person around the world who has a vote. To vote for Bernie Sanders, to change and to help the consciousness of the world. Okay, so that is I like to pull in our little services, which is we provide social media marketing, Reiki healing, as well as chakras alignment by phone or Skype. We're making films. They show in the film, so please check it out and help us to continue with this mission of awakening the people, helping Bernie, you know, win, and to awaken as many people. We have so many Facebook groups and groups that are very active and with a lot of members. So please help us at W, like Willie, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, L. Like Larry, L like Larry, O like Juan, like Oscar, N like Nancy, E like Edward.com. We are, with an R, ALLONE.com. We are all1.com, okay? So this is what is happening, brothers and sisters. We're offering all these different groups to support Bernie for president. Facebook.com/groups/lightworkers for Bernie. Facebook.com/SI Worldwide. Bernie News. Facebook.com/groups/True Disclosure Project. Okay? Facebook.com/groups/SI California. In every single state in the U.S., just add facebook.com/groups/SI. S like Sam, I like idea. SI, and then the name of the state, like, you know, California, Alabama, SI, Alabama, SI, Alaska. So facebook.com/groups/SI, Arizona, S Arkansas, S Colorado, S Connecticut, SI Delaware, SI Florida, SI Georgia, SI Idaho, SI Illinois, facebook.com/groups/SI Indiana, SI Iowa, SI Kansas, SI Kentucky, SI Louisiana, SI Maine, SI Maryland, SI Massachusetts, it's like Michigan, it's like Minnesota, it's like Mississippi, it's like Missouri, it's like Montana, it's like Nebraska, it's like Nevada. Congratulations to Nevada. So sign up your in Nevada or no people in Nevada to sign up. Just join facebook.com/groups/ SI Nevada, SI New Hampshire, SI New Jersey, SI New Mexico, SI New York. Make sure to join New York, facebook.com/groups/ SI New York, SI North Carolina, SI North Dakota, SI Ohio, SI Oklahoma, SI Oregon, SI Pennsylvania, SI Rhode Island, SI South Carolina, SI South Dakota, SI Tennessee, SI Texas, SI Utah, SI Vermont, SI Virginia, facebook.com/groups/ SI Washington DC, SI Washington, SI West Virginia, SI Wisconsin, SI Wyoming. As well, we have all the countries in the American continent. facebook.com/groups/SI Canada, com/groups/SI World. Then we have SI Worldwide. We have the Sphere Alliance, Sphere PN Alliance Group. We have the Blue Aliens Group, the Alaniso Group, the #enEspanol.com group. So it's facebook.com/groups/SheranRadioBOT.com. facebook.com/groups/SheldonNidal. facebook.com/groups/SwissEndoNews. SwissEndoUS, Nesara News, etc. Make sure to be on the know and like it at facebook.com/ It's like Sam, W like really, ice cream, it's like Sam, I like ice cream, and like Nancy, B like Dave, or like Oscar, USA, SwissEndoUSA, facebook.com/SwissEndoUSA, or sign up via siamericas.com. It's like Sam, I like idea, americas.com. All right, so guys, like I said, we're in the fight for our lives right now, so please make sure to put some time. Make sure to, if you can, do some phone banking, call and sign up at BernieSanders.com. Check out BernieSanders.com and sign up to work on the phones, to work on, you know, if you can, donate to the cause. I mean, this is important, guys. Begging you to think big, not small. I want you to think, okay, of what this great country can be. We can be. And this is not obtained wishing. This is reality, okay? We can be a nation which joins other nations around the world in guaranteeing health care to all people as a right. We can be a nation in which working parents go to work and they know that their babies, their kids are in quality, affordable child care. We can be a nation in which every American, regardless of his or her income, can get a college education for free, okay? We can be a nation, not where seniors today who are living on $10,000 to $13,000 per year cannot afford their medicine or to heat their own homes. We can be a nation in which every senior lives out there, lives in dignity and security. We can be a nation where everyone, no matter their race, their religion, their disability, or their sexual orientation, realizes the full promise of equality that is our birthright as Americans. Brothers and sisters, this is the nation we can create when we stand together and not let people divide us, okay? We cannot be divided by black and white or by native-born and by immigrants, by gay or straight, by male or female. They have unlimited sums of money. They own much of this country and the entire world, per se. They control much of the media, okay? And they are very powerful. But we have something that they don't have. We have united people with good hearts, okay? They don't have good hearts. We do. And when we stand together and not let little things divide us up, when we stand together and when we say enough is enough, there is nothing we cannot accomplish, brothers and sisters. Let's get this burn up everywhere, in YouTube everywhere, okay? And I can tell you, you know, there's some comments and they're saying that Bernie has already won because he's made Hillary Clinton change her stance on several issues, flip-flapping like crazy. That's right. Hillary Clinton has flip-flapped plenty. The reign of terror is almost over, brothers and sisters. Our Mother Earth and the entire solar system and the entire galaxy is going through the photon veil. Google it. I challenge you to Google it. See what's going on. Google photon veil so you can wake up finally, okay? A hugely higher 5 to 9 dimensional electromagnetic cosmic zone. That's what a photon veil is. That is altering your DNA, your RNA, and every single biological being anywhere around in this planet, in your city, in your country, and in your state, and everywhere in the entire solar system, in the entire galaxy. You can believe it. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it, brother and sister? It's all good for the good ones with good heart, but the dark ones forget about it, okay? That's why they are panicking to get out of this world, to get out of this dimension, of this realm, and not focusing at all. That's why, you know, the bankers, they're killing each other, literally. They're very own Illuminati, mainstream lying media, with all those, you know, talking heads, all these puppets, the puppeteers, you know, they're calling it suicide. Google it, I'm telling you, it's all over the news. The dark heart, the 1% is already know their power is over, okay? It's time for the good heart to win, which is in progress now. That's why Bernie Sanders is winning, and that's why Bernie Sanders is going to win. I agree and declare, highly decreed by the all that is, that's why all earth angels like you or me are very busy at work cleaning up the house inside ourselves, as well as outside in our consciousness, in the collective consciousness. Don't give up, Bernie Sanders and supporters. God is with us all with good heart. Just trust and let's visualize together that Bernie Sanders already won as the president of the United States of America and to help the entire world, okay, to co-create as a collectiveness of love, light, prosperity for all. Together, united, we all stand. Vote for Bernie. Check out BernieSanders.com and make sure to check out our own, you know, effort at WeAreAllOne.com, WeAreAllOne.com, and or AshtarSheranRadio.com at your service. I am Ashtar at your service in the Archangel Michael is in the house. I'm telling you, all is well, guys. Just stay positive. And you're going to see some amazing things happening, okay? Because we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones, brothers and sisters, we are the ones. And that's why we're here. It's the time has come for us to wake up, okay?
Thank you.